Yeah, so I had a lot of manias in prepping for this chabura, because every time I would, I get some phone call, there's some miser, some inyan, some mania, but it's apropos, because what we're going to unpack today is manias. We're going to unpack the manias of Chodesh Av, because Chodesh Av is all about unpacking the manias. So manias scrambled is what? You know, scramble the words, what do you get? Ne'imus, you get ne'imus. So we have to find the ne'ima within the mania. That's very much what's apropos to Chodesh Av. It has the pinnacle and the apogee of both mania and ne'ima. Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av, which are both seemingly opposites, but really these two opposite days are one and of the same. On Tisha B'Av, we recognize the great chaser, the vacuousness, the existential abyss inherent to the human condition, but we learn to be present in the absence, as we'll see when we speak about the tzira for the month. And then on Tu B'Av, we fill this void, we fill this absence. So the two days are one and the same because of the recognition of the lack ability through sitting in the chaser, the void and the vacuous reality, we come to a place of finding wholeness. That's what the Kotzker says, that there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. So while sitting in the void of Tisha B'Av, we yearn for fulfillment, and we find that on Tu B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the saddest day of the year. Mishin Nichnas Av Mamatim B'Simcha, but as Jordan points out, it's Mamatim just means to decrease. It doesn't mean that you're fully in Atzvos, but still Mamatim B'Simcha, and it's Yeru L'Tzar Chaliyah, because then we get to Tu B'Av. What did they say about Tu B'Av in the Mishnah in Tanis? There was no greater days than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. So we have the saddest day in the Jewish calendar and the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. So Rabbi Nachman says that if one is feeling dispirited, dismayed, discontent, disconsolated, demoralized, desolate, doleful, he says, if you believe that you could destroy, believe that you could rebuild. It's like the last couple of what we said about your imaginative faculties. These could be used for the negative, but they could also be used for the positive. So just imagine positively. Feed those positivity ducks, not the negativity ducks. The Yerushalmi Roshana says that that the Hebrew months come from the Akkadian roots. And then there was a sikha by the Rebbe that I was looking for mamish years. I've complained about this a lot. I can't find a sikha anywhere. But Baruch Hashem, I had a shkacha for this last week. My friend, the Rashab, Rav Shalomber, he texted me out of nowhere. He texted me this chabura mamish I've been looking for years by the Lubavitcher Rebbe about this idea, Shemus Hachadashim Alu Biyadam Bavel. And the Rebbe frex, if the words of the month come out from Bavel, we have various Maimar Chazal connecting the name of the month to something in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, we said like Nisan. Why is it called Nisan? Sheshabo Nisim Nisim LeYisrael. Or like we have Elul's acronym of Anila Doidi V'Doidi. So how could it be from Akkadian roots when it's so integrated into the Hebrew language? The Rebbe suggests that they don't actually have Akkadian roots, but rather Shemus Hachashim Alu Miyadim Bavel means that they were created in Bavel by Chazal, but they weren't actually from non-Jewish roots. So that's probably not true. But then the Rebbe says, even if you want to say that that's not true, it's okay to say that for the other months, but not for Av, because Av is so obviously Hebrew, because we say Menachem Av. What's Menachem Av?
Your father is
No, that would be Av Menachem. That's what everybody says. Father, this is what the Rebbe says. Av Menachem would be the father consoles you. Menachem Av is that we comfort our father. Right, Menachem Tzion is Hashem is Menachem Tzion, but we are Menachem Av. We console the Father. The Father consoles Tzion. So, yeah, because Hashem says Oylahim Labanim Shagolu Maal Shulchan Aviyim. So Hashem is mourning in Tisha B'Av. Hashem is mourning with us. So the Rebbe also quotes the Shal that says the Lashon HaKodesh got mixed into all the languages during the Dor HaFlagah, and kind of like the opposite of Yiddish. Like Yiddish is the amalgamation of all the other languages, but this is like the vice versa, where all the other languages just come from the bilbul of the flood, but whatever. So we call the month Menachem Av, and that's Nogel Alacha, because in Shtars and in Gittin it's also written this way. So like the Rebbe says Kevan the Davar Meforsam Viyadua the Chodesh Av Kari Le Chodesh Menachem. The Pesach Shuvah says that if you just write Menachem on a Shtar on a Get, it's valid. Usually gets are very strict, but this is a valid get. Just Menachem in itself. You don't need to have Menachem Av. You know the Chaver Learn Gittin? 2 years ago, Shiva, no? Yeah. So in, there is, there reminds me, you heard of Kutsa Shaliyud? One of the, can I quote a maskil in the base medrash? So the Yehuda Leib Gordon, Geshmak maskil. So he had an essay called Kutsoy Shal Yod. It's about how like the Yod on a get was off. It was just like a little bit off, and the Rav invalidated the get, and the woman was a guna for her entire life. It was very, whatever. But then what's ironic is that like he was complaining about, rabbinic authority and rabbinic rigidity and patriarchy and all these things. But then a few years later, he wrote a poem called Lemi Ani Omel, for whom do I toil? And then he writes about how the Maskilim took it too far. So he was complaining about the rabbinic authority. Then he admits that like the very same people that were complaining about the rabbinic authority were exacerbating all these issues even more greatly. It was the ones that were not giving their, the ones that were complaining about the rabbanim being sexist and whatever, they were the ones not divorcing their wives and running off to Odessa and, not giving their wives gets or whatever. So, I don't know, it's just, I came to mind. Not relevant to Av, but anyways. Yeah, Av comes from the Akkadian Abu, which means hostile, but we call it Menachem Av, so we find comfort and consolation within the hostility and the tragedy. So I was thinking we take a word that has a root in that which is mundane and profane, and it comes from the Gaisha lexicon, but we infuse it with meaning. That's a chavis heard of Gustav Le Bon. Oh, yeah, we put it to Hati Karsim in there. Good German philosopher. Remember, he says the power of words is bound up in the images they evoke and is independent of their real significance. Words are ill-defined, but they possess so much significance. So we find the significance, we find divinity within these words. So, I don't remember where it says the Gemara, the Mishnah, that the generation that mourns over this mentor is the one that will be zechid to rebuild it. You know where it is? Whatever, the Maamar Chazal is. So through the process of mourning comes the answer. The answer is the struggle. The answer is within the dread of the question. And much of Rabbeinu's, Rabbi Nachman's Torah is meant to this matter. So we'll go through a certain Torah based on the pasuk by Yamina Amen Arachuk that the nation stood at a distance. Moshe Nigash El Arafel. And Moshe approached the Arafel. Asher Sham Elohim. And Hashem was there in the Arafel. The Arafel is the darkness and the cloud. And it's the lack of clarity. But within the Arafel, within the cloud and confusion, Asher Sham Elohim. That's why Moshe went closer to Moshe Nigash El Arafel. Because Moshe went to the Arafel, there was Hashem. Rabbi Nachman says that the Arafel is a bechina, a representation of Menias. Rabbi Nachman says that when one goes off on the wrong path, but Achar Kach Nisa V'rotze L'Dech Darche Hashem, Hashem will mazmin loy Menia. He will invite a Menia. He will place an obstacle there because that's the Midas Adim. But greater than this Midas Adim is that Hashem is a Chapetz Chesed and Hashem is an Ohev Yisrael. The Osa Ahavah Shal Yisrael, He G'dol Yosem Ahavah Shal Mishpat. And He loves Yisrael. He loves Chesed more than He loves this Ahavah Adim and Ahavah Mishpat. Therefore, He'll create a Menia in order to block us to coming from the path of Hashem because we deserve it. That's Din, that's Mishpat. But then He puts Himself within the Menia because He loves us so much. So therefore, he's mastered himself, he hides himself, he secretes himself within the Menia. And Rabbeinu says that if you're a Bar Das, you'll look at the Menia and there you'll find Hashem. That's your Shalman Tanis, that you'll find Hashem within the streets of Rome. What do you mean the streets of Rome? Because Hashem puts Himself in the Menia, He puts Himself in the absolute. Rabbi Nachman says, if you're not a Bar Das, you're not going to see the Menia, you're not going to see that Hashem is within the Menia, and if you're going to turn back like Menei Yisrael did, they stood far away. So that's why we have to look within the Menia, look for the Ne'ima. But Moshe was a Bechina Das Kol Yisrael, so he came close to the Menia, Nigash El Arafel. He saw that hidden there was Hashem Aleichem. Rabbi Nachman ends up saying, at the MS ain't Shum Menia Be'olim Klal, there is no such thing as a Menia at all, it doesn't exist. He was Sokef HaMenias Ba'atma Nistar Hashem Yisrael, because Hashem exists within the Menia, so too that the Menia is really just Ne'ima. It's really just pleasantness. And we can come close to Hashem through this Menia. So this month is about recognizing the Ne'imas and recognizing the Ne'imas within the Menia, and it's about transforming the Menias into Ne'imas. Even if we don't recognize that the Ne'imas is within the Menias, we miss, but it still is there. And if we don't recognize that, we end up missing out on one of the most sublime and divine things in life. That's what the Baal Tanya says in Parshas Hazinu. I forget on the pasuk, but one of the har were we on? Blank. And Parshas Hazinu. Yeah. So, no, that's early. That's not Hazinu. Yeah. Whatever. He says that the most sublime of blessings come in the most subliminal of ways. That's called sneaky blessings. So we have to recognize the Ne'ima that exists within the Menia, because it's hidden there, but we have to really go out and search for it. There's this poem by the Ramban that he opens up the Mechamas Hashem and the Sagas to Sefer Mitzvahs with. Rechaim Vital, by the way, says in the Ramban, in the Agdama, the Shara Agdama, in the Eitz Chaim, he says that the Ramban was the last Makobel. It started by Eliyahu Navi, but he says that he was the Acharonim HaMakobel HaMitiyim. It became a sort of Eliyahu Navi, went down to Ramban and ended there. So he just to point, Ramban was a Makobel. But so Ramban, what? He says he was the last Makobel of that Messiah. It ended by the Ramban. Rechaim Vital said it, So this poem, Ramban says, Ki Hashem yitin chachma v'chol azmanim. Hashem gives chachma. Hashem gives us something to learn from every single time, uv'chol ayam, and every single day, lo yimana tov ha'holuchim betamim. Hashem doesn't prevent there being good in any single day from the person that's holuchim betamim. So there is the Menia, but Hashem doesn't create Menias. Hashem's within the Menia. So Hashem doesn't prevent good from being seen. He creates Menias, but He exists inside of it. And we have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Bechina Das Kol Yisrael. We have to see the chachma in the Menia. The sign of the month is the Aryeh. You're not, but are you, what's your sign? Any Leos? So it's the Aryeh, the Leo, the lion. And the Leos have very strong personalities. They're very ferocious, they're very passionate, they're very stubborn. Rambam in Mer Nebuchim, I'll quote Alexander of Aphrodisius, who says that there are three reasons for machlokas and anything that happens. One is a havas or a shushan etziach. One is that people just love to be right to the point that it's hamoinim adam asagas ha'emes, that they don't want to ever learn the truth. One is their inability to comprehend something. And the other one is the matter's greatness of being understood. The second and third are kind of the same, but I think one's out the material and one's out the person's graspability. Either way, Rambam then says he has a fourth category to this. He says the Sibir Avir's Loi Zachra, it wasn't mentioned by Alexander, which is a Harag of Alimun. He says that we naturally gravitate toward and loved things that we're regulated to, so much so that we're going to choose things that are bad for us if we're regulated to that versus things that we don't know about. So Rabbi Nachman says the same thing, like about like if you go from a gross place to a nice place, you'll prefer the gross place just because you're so regulated to that gross place. So Rabbi Nachman says, that's what Rabbi Nachman says, because we identify with our trauma, we identify with things that are not good for us, and we continuously recycle these trauma, continuously recycle these things, even though they're not good for us, just because we're habituated and regulated to it. So it's easier to remain enslaved to one's predilections and predispositions, but the Leo has to sublimate their passion and intensity and energy towards Avodah Hashem and growth, and not into their egos and anger and other primordial impulses. So we have to use our proclivities to become our best selves and live up to the potential that we were born with. And the Shami Brachos in the second parak says that in Av, Mashiach is born. And the month of destruction is the month of rebuilding. As Rabbi Nachman says, in Tamin, we'll end off with the tziruf and the pasuk. So the tziruf, the permutation, is hey vav yod hey, and the pasuk secreted within hey vav yod hey, you made a face. Is hine yad Hashem havaya b'meknecha? Hine yad Hashem havaya b'meknecha. Anyone know where that's from? Hine yad Hashem havaya b'meknecha. It's from Makas Dever. So it doesn't match because it's Hey Vav Yod Hey. This is Hine Yad Hashem Havaya. It doesn't match. I didn't really understand. I had trouble connecting the tziruf to the pasuk. Hey Vav Yod Hey. It doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't. I was confused. I looked at Rav Pinson's Sefer on Chodesh Av, and he says that the Mishnah's Chassidim, which I don't have the full Mishnah's Chassidim, so I couldn't look it up, but I trust him. He says that he uses a different pasuk. He says the pasuk is Hashchesu Shma Yisrael Hayom. Which works. Hashrei Sushma Yisrael Ayom, which is keep silent and hear Israel today. This is in Kisavo by the brachas and the klal is given. By the way, so the first pasuk which I didn't chap is from the Bnei Sasser, but I don't know. Hashrei. Why am I talking too quickly?
No, there's type.
Oh. Just pronounce it till I type it. Hashrei Sushma Yisrael Hayom. What? I don't know. I don't understand. I looked this. I didn't understand what the Bnei Sasser was talking about. So I don't want to say things I don't know. But yeah, we'll go with the second one. Hashem Sushma Yisrael Ayom. Keep silent and hear Yisrael today. So this is, again, this is by the brachas and the klalos. And what I thought was interesting about this pasuk is that the siruf is Hey Vav Yod Hey, which is Havaya, which means what? That means existence, presence. Because we have to Hashem Sayom Ushma. We have to listen. We have to Hashem Sushma. We have to be present in Hayom. Whatever's happening at that moment, we have to be present in that struggle, present in that mania. And then we'll find an email within it. Rabbi Nachman says in the Pasuk in Tehillim and Perek Sadi, hey, it says, Hayom b'mikol ha-shishmo, today if you hearken to my voice, he says, Hayom daika. Zeh kla golem avas Hashem. He says, Hayom daika. That's a kla golem avas Hashem. Shol yasim l'neged enav ki imas Hayom. That you don't think about anything except for the current present moment that you're in. Lo yasim l'neged enav ki im osa Hayom v'osa Hashem. Just in the moment, in the state of mind that you're in the second that you're in right now. Rabbi Nachman says, ki shirotzim l'kanis b'avodas Hashem, if you want to enter avodas Hashem, nin mila adam ki hu masa kaved v'iyasher lo lisa masa kaved. Because it's just too heavy. It's a massive kavod yichlidu manishar. Soloveitchik says that anxiety is memory and anticipation. You can't be anxious and concomitantly be present. It's not possible. We're not going to say that too. When you're just in the moment, there is no massive kavod yichlidu manishar. It can't exist. You can't be concomitantly anxious and present. So we have to be present in the struggle, and when we are, we can appreciate that the moment we're in and not yearn for the next moment because we are content with this moment right now. We realize that within the Mania is the Ne'ima. We don't need to run to another moment to find it because the moment of Ne'ima is here right now. That's what the meditation during Monim is to say, right now I'm exactly where I need to be. There's nowhere that I'm supposed to be but here right now, and I'm thankful for this very second, just as things are in this very moment. Only through finding the Ne'imas now, through the Hayom Daika, can we learn to find the Ne'imas later. I mean, Nachman says, don't say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to find the Ne'ima, because you won't find it tomorrow. You have to find it right now. And the Havana and the Chalech is to find it right now. The example I give sometimes is about being present is I had a profound realization during Pesach Zimra. Like I was davening Baruch Shamar and I was rushing to get through Baruch Shamar, and then I'm thinking, like, what am I rushing to? I'm rushing to get to Ashrei. The second I get to Ashrei, I'm going to want to rush to get to Yishtabach. So I'm rushing in this moment to get to the next moment, but I don't want to be in the next moment any more than I don't want to be in this moment right now. So I might as well stay in this moment, because the next moment is not any better than this moment right now. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein said in a very different context. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein in the Rishiv of Gush said on the pasuk Ushmarta Esa Mitzvah Esa Chukim Esa Mishpatim Asher Nichim Misav Hayom Lasosam. He says Hayom Lasosam Velo Machar Oy Esmo. Hayom, it has to be right now, not any other moment, but right now. So if you can't say at this moment, if this isn't good, I don't know what is, then you'll never be able to say it. So we have to find the Ne'imus right now, despite the Meniyas, or perhaps because of the Meniyah, because Asher Sham HaLaikim, Hashem exists within the Meniyah. Hashem is present there, Hashem is present here right now, so we should be present with Him. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samin.